BBC News with Jerry Smith. The militant group Islamic State has released video footage that appears to show the beheading of the Japanese journalist Kenji Goto, who was kidnapped in Syria in October. From Jordan, Kevin Connolly has the latest.
The Japanese government says it's working to verify the grim video, which purports to show the murder of the journalist Kenji Goto. But the pictures bear a strong resemblance to images released when other hostages held by Islamic State were beheaded. The group had set a deadline of sunset on Thursday for a deal in which it said it would release Mr. Goto in return for the freedom of Sajida al-Rishawi, an al-Qaeda bomber in a Jordanian jail. The militants are known to have communicated directly with Mr. Goto's wife by email, and she had pleaded publicly for his life to be spared. It now seems that those pleas were ignored.
The leader of Spain's left-wing party, Podemos, has addressed tens of thousands of supporters at a rally in central Madrid. Pablo Iglesias praised the allied Greek party Syriza, which won power on a promise to end economic austerity. Mr. Iglesias declared that the wind of change was starting to blow through Europe.
Today we have the dream of a better country, but we haven't filled the square to keep dreaming. We're here to make our dreams come true in 2015. Dreams have to be pushed, and this year we're going to fight to make the political change arrive. This year we're starting on something new. This is the year of change. And this year, we're going to beat the Partido Popular in the elections.
The march was the biggest show of public support so far for a movement that is less than a year old. Podemos leads some opinion polls ahead of an election due this year. Rival European politicians have been outlining their differing positions on how to bring Greece's debt situation under control. The Greek finance minister is travelling to France, where he'll be seeking a sympathetic ear from the centre-left government in his attempts to renegotiate the terms of Greece's bailout. But the European Parliament president described as irresponsible the Greek decision to shun the current team of debt negotiators. The former head of Colombia's secret police, Maria del Pilar Otazo, has been detained in Panama after turning herself over to the authorities. She's been flown to Bogotá and is due to appear in court. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Maria del Pilar Hurtado gave herself up to the Colombian authorities in Panama hours after Interpol issued an arrest warrant for her on Friday. She had been on the run for more than 4 years. Ms. Hurtado has been accused of illegally spying on opponents of the former Colombian president, Álvaro Uribe. Those allegedly targeted include politicians, judges, and even the head of Colombia's Supreme Court. Colombia's intelligence agency is directly answerable to the president, but Mr. Uribe, who's now a senator, has denied any involvement.
News from the BBC. As heavy fighting continues in eastern Ukraine, the latest efforts to end the violence have failed. The representative for Ukraine at the talks in Belarus told journalists there'd been no agreement because the pro-Russian separatists refused to discuss a ceasefire. Earlier, the Russian government said President Putin had discussed the crisis in a phone call with his French counterpart François Hollande and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. An online campaign in Britain aimed at raising a few hundred dollars for a disabled pensioner who was mugged in front of his home has raised more than £100,000 or $200,000 in donations. Jonathan Blake reports.
Alan Barnes suffered a broken collarbone when he was attacked and has since been afraid to return home. When local beautician Katie Cutler read about what had happened, she set up an online fund to help him find somewhere new to live. The target was £500. By this morning, the total was £50,000. Now that has more than doubled to £120,000 and counting. More than 9,000 people have donated money. Mr. Barnes has described the response as unbelievable.
An Egyptian court has banned the armed wing of the Palestinian group Hamas and listed it as a terrorist organization. Hamas is the dominant force in Gaza, and Egyptian officials allege that weapons are smuggled from the territory into northern Sinai, where Cairo is battling an insurgency. The banning order came days after Islamist militants killed more than 30 people in coordinated attacks on military and police targets in the peninsula. In the first quarter-final of football's Africa Cup of Nations, the Democratic Republic of Congo had beaten their smaller neighbours Congo 4-2. All six goals came in a second half that was as thrilling as the first half was dull. Congo seemed to have the game wrapped up at 2-0, only for the DRC to mount a storming comeback. BBC News.